Welcome to this edition of Meet the People of MCB with Kay Momquist and Chip Haley, sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's Meet the People. Salutations, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Kay Momquist.
How you doing today, Kay?
Not too bad, actually.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So you're over there sitting in the passenger seat. I'm over here in the driver's seat. And so we're ready to ignite the engine and get it going, but we got to make one more stop. We need to stop and pick up our guest for today. And I tell you, I am just so looking forward to this. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a real, real treat today. We have a very special guest today, someone that I got to know just a couple of years ago. She and I have gotten to get to know each other, you know, pretty well. And so we want to welcome her now. Welcome, Stephanie Burkhead. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning to you both. Nice to be here on the podcast.
Now, I know you haven't been a member of the Missouri Council of the Blind very long, but what we want to do is we're going to talk a little bit, first of all, about your vision loss. So what was the reason for your vision loss?
Actually, my vision loss puzzles everybody still. I was born totally blind. My eyes did not form, so when people look at me, my eyes are closed.
Okay, yeah, okay, very interesting. Now, just so that people maybe not be able to recognize your voice, maybe the way that you speak, you are from New Zealand, is that correct?
Yes, I am. I was born and raised in New Zealand.
And so you came to the United States just about 18 years ago?
Yes, it'll be 18 years next week.
Oh, okay.
We were married. So, yeah, I've been over here 18 years now.
Great. Yes. So what was life like for you living in New Zealand growing up as someone who is blind, visually impaired? What was life like for you?
Well, I was born into a family of six siblings, and I was put in a home for blind infants and pretty much became a ward of the state, and I did my schooling as much as it was. A lot of it, I had a lot of difficulty at school. And which I'll go into in regards to my hearing, but that's another story. But I went through the system, and they were just starting mainstreaming of the blind kids at the boarding school at the time. And there were a lot of challenges there. If you don't have family support, then a lot of times you were just left to fumble.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I introduced you as Stephanie Burkhead, but you told me that we can either call you Stephanie, Steffi, or Kiwi. I like to call you Kiwi. So how did you come up with the name Kiwi?
Well, Kiwi is a name given to New Zealanders. We're known as Kiwis. That's a native name for, well, the Maoris, that Kiwis. It's just an affectionate name in New Zealand, which I like still.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna refer to you as Kiwi. It's just, I don't know. Yeah. I like that name.
You're welcome to.
Yeah. Okay. Kay, you got a question?
Yeah, I had to laugh about the Kiwi thing because I know several people from New Zealand that go by that handle name or whatever. Yeah. So if you have a room full of people from New Zealand and you yell Kiwi, you're liable to be in trouble. anyway.
No, it's actually a compliment.
Yeah, I know. No, I mean, everybody will answer. My question is what got you involved with MCB? What made you decide to become involved?
Well, shame on me. I've been here 18 years and kept to myself a lot and didn't really venture out. But after my health issues were sorted out, I decided I wanted to get involved in, you know, Missouri, MCB, and, you know, just see what I could get involved with. And that's been a wonderful journey so far over the last few years.
So, Kiwi, when you came to the United States, what was it actually that brought you to this country?
A man.
Which was?
Oh, Chris Bell is the audio guy. And we actually met on a chat line and a chat program. It was called Audio Tips. I don't know if either of you remember that.
I do. But I do. Yes.
And it kind of went from there back in 96, I think it was now, but 96. And we used to talk a lot, and we both worked on audio tips in different areas. He, the audio, and I assisted with the website side of things. And we just developed a friendship, and we were both in relationships, but it wasn't that kind of ended our relationships at the time. But anyway, years went by, and in 04 we got married. So it definitely wasn't rushed. We actually took a break from each other for a while. And I was working in New Zealand, so I was very busy there. But then we came together, and we've been together ever since.
And what kind of work did you do there in New Zealand?
Prior to leaving New Zealand, I worked for a supported independent living service, supporting individuals who wish to live independently in their community.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm trying to think of questions. You know, you were obviously involved with, got involved with MCB due to your blindness, but then you also seem to have an interest in the hard of hearing or deaf community. I think I speak for all of us. I don't know if people know this or what, but I wear hearing aids. So I'm very interested in this. And I also met up with a couple of individuals at the startup conference from VanCro. And this has really been fun to watch that industry grow. I shouldn't call it an industry, but with the SSPs and working with the deaf here in Missouri. And so I've been really interested in watching that progress, because it started and kind of faltered, and it looks like it's really going to take off. And I understand that you have an interest in that as well.
Well, I, as I said, I was born blind. I also was hard of hearing, but it was not addressed until I was an adult, which made it very difficult. Through my schooling, I was accused of not listening, not applying myself. You know how that goes. And but anyway, I really didn't. All I did was I got some hearing aids, and that was the end of it. It was just, well, you know, I'm partly deaf as well, so, you know, just got to get on with it. But I was told about the SSP program in Missouri a few years ago, and I hummed and hawed as to whether I'd bother with it, because apparently at that time you had to find your own SSP, and I'd already previously tried to find workers in the with the CDS program, which you're probably familiar with, and I lost funding because I couldn't find anyone. So, but anyway, long story short, I contacted Beyond, which was the company at the time running it, and became a participant. And I don't know, I did find some people to be SSPs, and that was fine. And then a position came up to become a program educator, and I thought, well, this is interesting, because the model for service was that you looked after your own, you managed your own support, and that meant you negotiated contracts, you worked with your SSP. It had nothing to do with Beyond in that sense. So then that worked great up to last year, and they decided to no longer run the program. And of course, like you said, Vancro's taken over, and it seems like things are really going to take off. They're very open to participants' input, and I'm glad to be working as a program specialist and really wanting to, you know, see the program run well and participant-driven, not somebody just saying, well, this is how it's going to be run.
Yes. People up to date, the state legislators awarded a grant to the Missouri Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. And so then the Missouri Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing awarded that grant to Beyond Interpreting, which then they decided last November that they no wanted to continue with the grant. So then MCDHH sent out a notice to look for someone in state, then out of state, and Vancro is located in North Carolina. They were awarded the grant, took it over. What was it, Kiwi? What, April? Early April?
April, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay, yeah. And yeah. So just to bring people up to date, for those that maybe are not all that familiar, when we're talking about an SSP for those that are deaf blind, can you just share briefly, you know, a little bit about the program for those that may be deaf blind, someone, and deaf doesn't mean totally deaf. It could just simply be someone that has a hearing impairment, where hearing can become a challenge if they wear hearing aids. So share with us a little bit just how the program actually works.
Well, an SSP, which is a support service provider, get it right, Steve. we're able as participants to have an SSP that can assist us with whatever we're wanting to do. You know, it could be going and attending a family function. It could be reading mail. I actually use it a lot for remote assistance. So if I want help to order some products through, say, Byram Health, that's a provider ostomy or whatever. And so I'll get them. I could go and do it myself, but sometimes it's easier just to have somebody do it with you. An SSP is not somebody that you don't say, oh, I need my house cleaned. They're not housekeepers. They don't go and do errands for you. They are there to assist you with what you need help with. They don't, you know, they just are your assistant. And there's just so much you can think of to use an SSP. I just think it's fantastic what you can do. And if they have the right insurance, if they have the right personal, what is it, enhanced insurance, then the SSP can drive you. So it's really a win-win all round. I just think it's neat.
Yeah. And I've been a participant, deafblind participant. I wear over the ear hearing aids, and of course, being totally blind. And I've been a participant in the program just about since its inception. And I love the program. I can hire who I would like to be my SSP. And like you, Kiwi, my SSP will take me to run errands, do shopping, take me to special events. I mean, I've been all over the state using my SSP and even out of state too as well. So it is an absolutely terrific program for someone who is deafblind. So you're a program specialist. I'm a program specialist, and we're trying to recruit more SSPs. We're trying to recruit more of the deafblind community to get involved, because it is just a terrific, terrific program. Go ahead, Kay.
I was going to say, I was very reticent about getting involved with SSPs and stuff because of some of the issues that happened in the past. Now, after seeing what I have seen and seeing what a bunch of go-getters VanCrow has been, and meeting up with Taylor, who is one of the individuals that is very, very, very involved with this, and just totally, I mean, they're just totally receptive to so many ideas, and the difference is incredible. So I myself am actually going to sign up, because I have problems and I'm sure there's people out there that have this in crowds and stuff. It's harder to hear people when they're talking to you. And if nothing else, it's nice to know that there's somebody there that's got your back that'll say, hey, so-and-so is talking to you or whatever. I mean, to me, that would be invaluable. Plus the being able to go places and know that person is there for you or whatever. I think that's invaluable. So myself, I'm really looking forward to it. And I hope people hearing this podcast will want to look into this as well. Mm-hmm. But
we're happy to answer questions. You know, if people have questions, we're happy to work with people to help them get signed up or get in contact with VanCrow. But yes, and the program's going to be as good as we make it.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question, Kiwi. You coming from New Zealand to America, what was it, any challenges and any things that maybe were a little bit different for you that you had to adjust to coming from New Zealand to America?
I think the main one that I can think of is the adjusting to how services are delivered here. You know, in New Zealand, disabled people, they manage their own support. Over here, most support is you have to fit in with whatever the state have laid down. You know, you can't. It's very different in that way. Whereas New Zealand, you are pretty much in control of the support you need. I mean, you get assessed, and I think that may have changed a bit now too, but when I was there 20 years ago, you were assessed, and then you were given a couple of companies that you could choose to administer the funding that you were given. And you got guidelines, but you're very much in control. And I think that's one of the things I really was impressed with this program, the SSP program, when I first signed up, is that it was very much in line with what I was used to, if that makes sense.
Sure, you bet. Yeah. Now, I know you mentioned about your husband, Chris. Now, he is actually an audio engineer, and I know that you and he get together sometimes, and I know he does a lot of the arrangement, and you sing and do that kind of stuff. And we're going to play one of your songs here in just a little bit. But just share with us the you know, what you do and really what your part is, just besides singing. I know he also does some background vocals when you guys are singing together as well, but share a little bit about that.
Well, I was, when I was about 3 or 4, I apparently played the piano and picked out tunes. And then at school, I kind of was hoping that my music teacher would encourage my music, but she really didn't. I don't think she was one that really cared for people who like to make up their own songs and stuff. You had to stick to to her schedule of what you had to play. And that didn't go well. So I kind of shunned it and pushed it away and thought my world had got much better when I finally refused to go back to her at the age of 12. Then, and of course, music was always, you know, I was always around music and loved to play. My father was a pastor of a church for about 14 years, so I would play the piano in their church as a teenager. And then, of course, when Chris and I started talking, you know, and talking about music, and we kind of hit it off, and I'm definitely not as good as he is, but I didn't make music my profession. So I play by ear. I write songs. I am a Christian, or try to be, and I write songs of that nature. And it's not always that I come up with songs, but every now and then I do, and I just love it. And for us both being able to create music and work together on projects, it's really neat. And it kind of just happens. It's not the kind of thing that always will gel if you try and make it happen. You know, we've just got to be relaxed, and it's good. I love it.
And you really have an absolutely beautiful voice. And I think when our listeners hear this song we're going to play here in just a little bit, they're going to say, yes, she does have a beautiful voice. So, and I know that Chris has been working with me and teaching me, training me on how to use Reaper. And I'm just so jealous of the guy, the knowledge, the experience that this guy has, not just about Reaper, but about some other things. I mean, the guy is just full of wealth of information,
and is an
outstanding, excellent trainer. He's very patient and kind and all those kind of things. So just really what a privilege that it is to be able to get training from a guy like that. So really appreciate him. Kay, you got another question for Kiwi.
Oh, sure. Put me on the spot. Listen, I agree. I heard that a part of that song that we're going to be playing, and she is you do have a great voice. There's no question. And believe me, I'm a picky person. So for me to actually say that, but honestly, I will ask this question. A few years ago, you went back to New Zealand, I think. And I was wondering, when you were back there, did you notice any differences, or were you able to connect with people that could tell you how things have changed, or were you surprised at anything, or what was your take on any of that?
I went back to New Zealand, oh gosh, must be about 10 years ago now. I went back advice from surgeons in St. Louis. Because I was having trouble with high blood pressure, and they had tried different, you know, they'd tried, put me through different trials that really didn't help at all. If anything, made it worse. And of course, you know, they're always quick to say lose weight and everything will come right, but that doesn't always happen either. So I went back because at the time there was a surgery being done that my surgeon here thought would be a good one for me to have, because it wasn't being done in America at the time. I think it is now, though. But I went back, and because I went to the local hospital, the area where I was, they wouldn't refer me to the hospital where this particular procedure was being done. And at the time, they said, oh, no, you know, you have to be referred. You can't just go to that hospital unless you do it private. And it would have cost me something like $15,000, I think, to have it done. So, but anyway, it worked out that they couldn't do it because of the way one of my arteries were. So it ended up being, you know, as far as medical goes, it was a waste of time. But I will say that knowing how difficult it is getting medical assistance over there, it's very different. The waiting lists over there are just crazy. I've got my mother, she's waiting for thyroid surgery and has been waiting over 3 years, she said. So that's not a good sign. So, yeah, all that kind of stuff is going on now.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And, of course, prices are higher over there, although they're higher everywhere now, of course. But, yeah, there were some differences, but it was great seeing friends. But if you're not living there, things are different. If you're not living there, but I became a citizen here, so this is my home now.
Well, we sure are glad that you've made the United States, and especially here in Missouri, your home. Now you live over in Cape Girardeau, so just that folks will know. So now, one of the things that I have grown to admire about you, Kiwi, as I've really got to know you, is not only are you now a program specialist with VanCrow, but you are a staunch advocate. You got some really terrific advocacy skills. Share with us a little bit some of the things that you've advocated for.
Oh, goodness. Well, in New Zealand, I was part of setting up the supported independent living service there, and that brought about some of the changes for disabled people being able to be in charge of their funding. So we did that. What else have I done? I don't think about it, I just do it.
You
have to remind me. But you know, I'm all for people getting assistance, but I'm very much into making sure that those who want to be independent can truly be independent and make decisions that agencies really have no business doing. But it takes education. You can't just, you know, sadly, With VanCrow, it's a different model, and I'm not saying sadly about them, but, you know, there's some work to be done there, but I think they're open to look at allowing participants to be in more control than they are. There are participants who don't want to deal with paperwork, but some of us do. Some of us want that ability to make decisions
about what we pay
our SSPs. You know, there's a lot of things, but it's going to take us being involved. You know, it's no point in just saying, oh, they're not going to do it. They will if we stick together and if we really push for the changes that we think need to take place. So, yes, I am an advocate for independence for sure.
I'm going to turn it over to Kay, but before I do, Kay, I'm going to let you ask that one question that I would normally ask it, but I'll let you ask it. But before I do that, I got to tell you, Kiwi, I really hope that as you continue to learn more about the Missouri Council of the Blind, that we'll find a place for you and really get you involved with the organization, because I really strongly feel that there is definitely a place for you here in this organization, and we want to utilize your skills. So hopefully we'll be able to find that place for you. Okay, you want to ask the last question?
Yeah, and I just want to say that I agree. We've had a couple of interviews now, and both the individuals that we've interviewed, I really think you guys can bring so much to the table, and I hope to that you get more involved and find a niche that you really feel comfortable with. And the question is, and I never know how to word this, what is there something that you could tell us about you that nobody knows that they might find interesting? Well, even if they don't.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, don't you love those kind of questions? But just something neat, or maybe not so neat. I mean, who knows?
And if you can't think of anything, Kiwi, Kay and I That's can just fine. Make up something. Yeah, we'll just make something up.
So you better come up with something, because what we make up won't be good.
Oh, yeah. Well, gosh, I can't think anything offhand.
Okay,
I think I've revealed all.
Do you have any interesting hobbies or that we might not be aware of?
Well, I love to cook. I love to cook, although I don't do a lot of it now because Chris has issues with olfactory sensitivity, and because he deals with migraines, but he's got a stomach to prove it. I used to cook a lot, and I love it. I'm always looking for recipes and that, just because I, you know, it's something that I've always liked to do. Keep house, get a lot of help with Chris now, of course, because of my own health issues. But I can't think of anything else. I'm quite sure if I think of something, I'll tell you, but
yeah, that's
I can't
fine.
Think of anything.
Yeah. No, that's fine, you know, between cooking, reading, music, whatever, and all that. And and I know I love to cook, but I have to be in the mood. I am not one of these people that can just wander into the kitchen and create things. So I envy people
I love
that
to do that.
Yeah.
But I also build websites. I taught myself that. And then I've done a couple of courses, but I'm wanting to do WordPress now, see if I can get behind that, because, you know, people have asked me to build their website for them, and I love doing things like that.
Good.
So
good for you. That's great.
Yeah, you bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, before we get to the song, again, Kiwi, we want to thank you for being our guest today here on Meet the People of MCB. People will get to know you more. I know that the more they hear from you. You're a member of the Special Interest Affiliate ATI, or are you just a member at large? Okay, I thought you were. Yeah, very good. Well, let me ask you this one last question. So do you have any words of wisdom, for those that are deaf blind? Anything that maybe you would like to share, or a word of encouragement?
For those who are deafblind, I encourage you to check out the SSP program. It's here for us as Missouri residents, and if we don't utilize it, we'll lose it. And I really think that those who are sitting on the fence there wondering if it's worth looking at, it really is. It's a fantastic program. And I encourage you, I mean, if you want to talk more to me about it, I'm happy to talk with you and answer any questions, as Chip is as well. And I really believe in the program and think it's worth looking at. And like I said before, if we don't utilize it, we'll lose it.
Kiwi, would you mind sharing your number for folks that would like to be able to call you?
Sure. My phone number is 573-225-9427, and you can email me as well I'm just trying to think which email. I've got so many email addresses. SDB, that's S for Sierra, D for Delta, B for Bravo, 1961@charter.net. Now, I think I said it the way Americans do, charter.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. Yes. Excellent. Thank you so much for that. Now, tell us just very briefly about this song, Cover Me, that we're going to play here.
Well, Cover Me is, I love the story of Ruth in the Bible and, you know, how Ruth went with Naomi and just that tradition of the mantle, and it just really spoke to me, and I wrote the song with that tradition in mind of how the mantle covers over a person, and that's how the Lord is with us. He covers us with his mantle, and you know, it's a prayer really for me.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful song. In fact, I've got several of Kiwi songs, and I love every one of them. They're just really beautiful, beautiful songs. So, but before we play the song, ladies and gentlemen, if you know somebody that you would like for Kay and I to interview, you can get a hold of me at 417-540-9703.
And my phone number is 608-436-2610.
And you want to keep listening, ladies and gentlemen, because you never know, you might hear yourself here next time on Meet the People of MCB. Now here's Kiwi's song, Cover Me. I hope y'all enjoy it. Until next time, bye-bye.
Problems seem too great to bear. We can go to Him in prayer. Always walking in God's will, our earthly purpose He'll fulfill. He'll always be our King and Lord and friend. Cover me. From the storm, in your love I'm safe.